From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. A partner of BP in the blown-out well on the Gulf of Mexico is accusing the oil giant of not operating the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig in a safe manner. NPR's Jeff Brady says Anadarko Petroleum has a 25% stake in the well, but says BP is responsible for costs associated with the spill.
Anadarko CEO Jim Hackett says in a statement that, quote, BP's behavior and actions likely represent gross negligence or willful misconduct. Those are key words because they could allow Anadarko to argue in court that BP is responsible for costs associated with the oil spill. BP says in a competing statement that it disagrees with Anadarko's assertions. Anadarko has taken several moves in recent weeks to protect itself financially. The company has tried to sever three agreements with drilling contractors, saying the government moratorium on drilling in deep water in the Gulf constitutes force majeure, a legal term that typically applies to natural disasters. Both Anadarko and BP's stock prices have slid to half their value since the spill in April. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
There is also some confusion about BP CEO Tony Hayward. A BP spokesman says he's still running the company's response to the spill. Yesterday, BP's chairman indicated that Hayward is on his way out as the company's point man on the crisis. Hollywood actor Kevin Costner has joined the fight in the Gulf of Mexico. BP has acquired 32 oil-separating centrifuges from a company Costner co-founded. Costner says he did not come to save the day, but is gratified the technology is being deployed.
That's what this machine was intended for. To be a first line of defense against oil spills. It enabled us to protect an ecosystem that cannot protect itself.
Costner joined BP officials in coastal Louisiana yesterday to talk about the centrifuges. They're being deployed in deep water where oil is being skimmed. A United Nations report released today says attacks in Afghanistan have increased dramatically in the first 4 months of this year. The quarterly report shows roadside bombings are up 94% from the same period in 2009. The BBC's Quentin Somerville has more from Kabul.
On average, there are now 3 suicide attacks a week, half of them occurring in the country's volatile south. And the attacks are becoming more sophisticated. Proof, says the UN, of links between insurgents and Al-Qaeda. The NATO military operation in the south of the country, Operation Mushtarak, is partly responsible for the big increase. The Taliban and others have been increasingly successful at killing Afghan officials. Assassinations are up 45%. Victims include clerics, civil servants and elders in Kandahar City, a Taliban stronghold.
The BBC's Quentin Somerville reporting from Kabul. More than a dozen people have been killed in an attack on suspected militants in northwestern Pakistan. Intelligence officials say 2 missiles were fired at a home in the North Waziristan tribal region by a suspected U.S. drone today. You're listening to NPR News. The death toll from floods and landslides in southern China is climbing. State media say at least 88 people are dead. The flash floods were triggered by torrential downpours and more rain is expected. A jury in Miami has awarded a couple nearly $2.5 million in compensation and damages because of Chinese drywall used in building their home. NPR's Greg Allen has more from Miami.
Armin and Lisa Seifert moved into a new home in 2008 and soon found it contained Chinese drywall, which gave off fumes that corroded their plumbing, wiring, and air conditioning coils. They sued the distributor that sold the drywall, Banner Supply. In documents introduced at the trial, it became clear that in 2006, 2 years before the Seiferts moved in, Banner, the manufacturer Knauf, along with builders and subcontractors, knew there was a problem with Chinese drywall. Banner Supply reached a settlement with Knauf in which it agreed to keep all information about the tainted drywall secret. The jury found that Knauf shared responsibility with Banner for the Seifert's problems. It awarded them $800,000 to fix their home, plus another $1.7 million in damages. The case was the first heard by a jury, and the findings will help guide lawyers and judges in hundreds of other pending cases. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
President Obama took some time out for baseball last night. The president watched his hometown Chicago White Sox beat the Washington Nationals 2-1. It took 11 innings to decide the game. Mr. Obama left early, but he stayed long enough to watch the Nationals' rookie sensation Steven Strasburg set a record for the most strikeouts by a pitcher in his first 3 major league starts. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.